New research shows that one in five of us believe people with anxiety are putting it on. To avoid difficult or uncomfortable situations, many Australians believe that sufferers amp up their condition. The research further shows that most Australians have a fundamental misunderstanding when it comes to anxiety as a condition. In the wake of this, Research Beyond Blue are launching a big campaign to better educate us on just what exactly anxiety is as a condition and what we can do to those who need it, to help those who need it, I should say. To find out more, we've got the CEO of Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon, on the line. Georgie, good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Thank you for asking. So were you surprised that a good chunk of people think that people who suffer from anxiety put it on?
Look, it was a little bit surprising, but in one way it's not, because we know we've still got a way to go to get people up to speed about exactly what anxiety conditions are, that they're, real, legitimate illnesses. But the good news is that people, the treatment's available, it's very effective and people can get better. But if you think about, 16 years ago when Beyond Blue was founded, no one talked about depression. Today, I think most people understand depression. They talk relatively openly about it and they're pretty educated about what it is and what it isn't. We only took on anxiety conditions about 5 or 6 years ago. So, we're at the start of that journey around educating people and encouraging people to get help and to know what's going on with themselves, to be able to spot the signs and symptoms. So that's what this campaign's all about, getting to know anxiety and getting not letting it control you, but actually taking steps so that you can control the feelings that you may or may not be feeling.
Yeah, I guess a question people might have is, sometimes people are anxious before a job interview or something like that. So when does anxiety become a mental illness instead of just a feeling?
Yeah, sure. So look, anxiety and stress and worry, they're all really natural, healthy emotions that we all feel. I mean, I wake up every morning and when I've got a radio interview, I feel a little bit anxious. And that's actually really normal and healthy. It's when, once we've hung up the phone and I go about my daily business, but I still feel that anxiety and that worry and that stress, and it stays with me. And then I ruminate, did I do well? Do people think that I'm knowledgeable? Did I say the right thing? Oh, I wish I'd said that instead of that. It's the constant worry. And when that doesn't subside, even when the event's passed, and over about a period of 6 months, if a person's experiencing that kind of worry on a regular or daily basis, then that's the time to actually say, look, something's not right here, to go and make an appointment with your doctor, talk to your friends and your family and your loved ones and get help.
So just how prominent is anxiety as a mental illness in Australia?
Look, it's the most common mental illness. So it's much more common than depression. There's about 1 million people in a year that will experience depression, and there's about 2 million of us, or over 2 million of us, we estimate, that in any given year will experience some kind of anxiety condition. And there are many different types of anxiety conditions. It's not a sort of homogenous illness. There's generalized anxiety, which is that stuff I was talking about earlier, like every day you worry and you catastrophize and you constantly question yourself. There's panic disorder, which is when you have regular panic attacks. Panic attacks feel like you're having a heart attack. You literally, your heart races, you get hot and cold sweats, your heart thumps in your chest. Then there's things like OCD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which are types of anxiety conditions. But get educated, jump on our website, have a look at the ads, read some information, contact our support service, which opens, operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Talk it through with us and, get on the road to recovery if you are experiencing these kinds of symptoms.
If we go back to the one in five Australians thinking that people sort of play it up or something like that, do you think that's a cultural issue in Australia? We hear a lot about people having to harden up and that sort of thing. What do you sort of make about that sort of cultural implication of mental illness in Australia? I know things are changing, but does something like that still exist?
Look, I think it really comes down to a lack of basic understanding about what anxiety is. And, if you don't understand that someone is actually experiencing an illness and you actually have never experienced yourself, it's sometimes very difficult to empathize. So we were, when we do these kind of snapshot research studies, and, for this one we spoke to 1,200 Australians from around the country and we asked a series of questions. They are a moment in time, and they're It's research that basically just asks very simple questions and seeks a yes, no, don't know, strongly agree, strongly disagree type answer.
Mm.
So it's not an exacting science, but it's a kind of temperature check of, you know, how much more we've got to go.
Mm.
We know from the research that, you know, which we've run every year for the past 3 years, is that people are getting more literate. They are getting to understand anxiety a lot more. So, for example, there's been an increase, and it's now up to 80% of people who understand that anxiety is a real thing. It's a real condition, which is really positive. So that's a, you know, when we're talking about long-term behavior change and education, those are really positive steps in the right direction. Over 60% of us now realize that anxiety can be treated and people do get better, which again is a really positive step. But there's still these, as you say, these cultural or, you know, it might be, we noticed in the research that the proportion of people who agreed with the statement that, you know, people just put it on to avoid uncomfortable situations, there was quite a lot of younger women or women in their, younger people in their 30s who answered that question, you know, yes, I do agree with that statement, which may be an indicator of that's a generation really under stress. You know, the uni days are over or, you know, school's over and you got married or you're partnered up and you're having kids and you've got a mortgage or you're trying to get into the property market. So, you know, seeing other people potentially, you know, and this is an inverted commas, slacken off, may sort of influence people's feelings about illnesses like anxiety.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. But Georgie, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
It's a pleasure, Mitch. Have a great day.
You too. That is Georgie Hum, the CEO of Beyond Blue, talking to us about anxiety as a mental condition. And if you or anyone you know needs help, I can call Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. That's 1300 22 4636.